Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. I am your host, Stephanie O'Day, and welcome. Thank you for being here. We're on episode number 239, and today we're going to be talking about slow living along with social media and AI. And spoiler alert, the robots are not going to take over. Not yet, at least. For right now, you are still in charge. I'm really glad that you're here today, because this episode, it's been kind of bouncing around in my brain for a while. I've lost some sleep on it, and it's something that I just really want to acknowledge, because this is fluid. This is where I am right now, and my thoughts and my feelings change. And this isn't going to be a quick five tips to fix your life kind of episode. It's more of kind of a sit with me and let's have a conversation episode. Because today we're getting into it. We're going to talk about slow living along with social media and AI and how all of it fits together in a world that feels like it's moving faster than ever. So as you know, I live in Silicon Valley, which is actually kind of funny if you think about it, because I personally am not an early adopter. I am not the person standing in line for a newest thing or an app. I am not interested in experimenting with every new platform. I constantly tell Adam and my friends, my coworkers, that I'm not a fan of change. It's just never been me. And yet, I'm speaking to you through technology. And I built my career online through blogging and through social media and through showing up on the internet consistently over time. So I want to say it clearly and really be honest that it's something that I grapple with, because I am deeply grateful for social media. It changed my life, and it allowed me to stay home with my kids. It allowed me to write, and it allowed me to connect with people all over the world, including you. But I've always used social media as a tool, as a bridge, not a destination. Because for me, being everywhere and being on all of the social media platforms and being Googleable was never the end goal. It was a way to the thing. And for me, the thing was books and kind of traditional media, magazine articles, TV segments, radio spots, and speaking opportunities. I most certainly was not ever trying to win at social media. I was just trying to use it. And honestly, I use it in not well at all. Really not well. I am fumble fingers. I have old lady eyes. If I had my choice, I would be A-okay with all of it just sort of disappearing. But the problem is I do not have a choice, and neither do you. And we can't go back in time. All we can do is accept the here and the now. So for me, I use social media. I'm not trying to win. I'm not trying to be the best. I'm not trying to outdo anyone. And I think there's a difference there. And I think somewhere along the way, that line gets really blurry for a lot of people. And that's because the platforms and the algorithms are designed to keep you there, keep you on the site forever, forever scrolling and refreshing and posting and checking and seeing how many likes you got And did so-and-so see it yet? Well, I saw so-and-so commented on this other site. So obviously they must be online right now. So how come they didn't like my post? All of these things. It's a stream that will not ever end. And if you're careful, you don't just tiptoe into the stream, but you actually get carried away by it. Now, I've been honest with you in the past, and I'm not going to change who I am. I have absolutely left money on the table. There are opportunities I didn't take and platforms I didn't jump into early and trends I didn't follow. And if you look at it from a purely business standpoint, I made mistakes, a lot of mistakes, and it financially. And that might not make sense. But slow living for me has never been about squeezing every possible dollar out of every possible moment. For me, it was about what was right for myself and for my family and what felt aligned. It was about asking, does this feel right for me? Does this support the life I actually want to live? And oftentimes, the answer was no, even when there was money involved. So let's talk AI. We're in this new chapter. AI, it's everywhere. Where I live, it's on every single billboard, it's on many TV commercials. AI can write for you, it can create, it can optimize, and it can automate so many difficult tasks that humans don't want to do. And I'm honestly not a huge fan. And it's not because I think it's evil. And it's not because I want to close my eyes and put my head in the sand and pretend it's all going to go away. But it's because at my core, I am a people first person. I believe in human connection. I believe in lived experiences with other humans, and I believe in stories that come from real life. I love reading history, history books, reports, old newspaper articles, magazine articles, and coming up with parallels from today. I don't want AI telling me what I think about something. I love just sitting and staring out in the blank space and coming up with ideas, but it's really easy. And it feels like a shortcut to just have AI say, hey, I just read this. Can you synopsis it for me and give me some thoughtful feedback? And it'll tell you all the stuff that maybe if you just thought about for a while, you would have come up on your own. Who knows? AI feels to me a little too fast, a little too polished, and very, very disconnected. But the part where we stay grounded is to understand and realize this is what's happening right now. And you can't just nope out of it. You can't just say, nope, not for me. I'm opting out. Because the truth is, everybody's got a computer in their back pocket. You're all using your phones each and every day. And the world does not stop spinning, even if you think it's going in the wrong direction. Time is fluid, and the only constant we can count on in life is change. And being completely rigid and stuck in your ways and being completely unwilling to adapt, that's when you break. That's when the tree breaks in the windstorm instead of the willow that bends. And that does not lead to peace. It leads to frustration and at times hate and despondency with the world events. So instead of resisting everything, I would like for you to sort of reframe and decide on purpose how and when you're going to engage. And that's where slow living comes in. Because slow living is not about rejecting modern life. And it's about instead engaging in an intentional way. So let's think about it when it comes to social media and AI and whatever comes next, because something will. You get to decide when you step into it and how long you stay there, and when you get back out. And this is the part people forget. They think, well, this is just how it is. No. But no, you're still in charge. So social media is called a stream often. And I love that metaphor. I love thinking about a rushing river. And I want you to picture this. There's a creek, there's a river, there's a stream, and it is moving constantly. And that stream is social media, AI, the news cycle, technology, and pretty much all of it. It never stops. You cannot stop the rushing river. You cannot stop the stream. But you can decide, do I step in today? Do I sit on the edge and watch? Do I walk away entirely? Just turn around and go the other way. You have that choice every single day. So, what does this look like in real life? It might look like using social media to share something meaningful with friends and family and then logging off. It might look like using AI as a tool. Maybe you're researching the best restaurants in the Houston area within 5 minutes of the hotel you're staying at, and you know that you have a gluten allergy, or you know you want to prioritize a ribeye steak and asking AI for something like that. That's great. But don't let it replace your voice. Maybe it looks like scheduling time to log in and out of your social media accounts instead of reacting all day long. We've talked about it so much in the early episodes of the podcast. You get to decide what alarms and bells and whistles and notifications you have toggled on and off. Spoiler alert, I've got none, nothing, nothing. I get a ding if I get a text, and that's it. Nothing from an email, nothing from breaking news. Just, I have a very basic, boring phone. And because of that, I have a very calm and peaceful mind. Maybe it's just saying no to platforms that don't feel good to you. So for me, I've always said no to TikTok, to Snapchat, to many of the new things. Because just because something exists, it doesn't mean you're required to participate. Okay. So what does this look like for you? If you take nothing else from this episode, I want you to take away this. I want you to put people first. If you are in front of someone and they are talking, they are the most important person in the room right now, not what's happening in your phone. Put people first, not metrics, not algorithms, not growth hacks, but people, your people, your family, your friends, your real life connections, and your actual lived experience. And technology should support that, not replace it. So if you look at what I'm saying here and you're listening and you're thinking, it's okay, Steph. That's fine. I've always said I hate social media. I hate AI. And I wish things could just go back and be different and we could all be in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Okay. So that might be true. You may have those thoughts, but also we're living here. We're living now. I'm recording this in the spring of 2026. This is the world we live in. So the question becomes, how do I move through it and navigate it in a way that feels calm and grounded and aligned to me? Not perfect and not all or nothing. This is not a black and white world. I want you to be thoughtful and intentional. And this is where your own definition of pace comes from.
Hey, this is Kelsey. You may remember me from the real life coaching sessions. It's been a while since I did my coaching, and I'm happy to report that I'm still thriving. I could say so many wonderful things about how my life has changed for the better and how I finally built confidence in myself, but what I really want to talk about is the podcast itself. I was really struggling to find myself, and I was wondering how to make everything just slow down. So I literally Googled it, and slow living popped up. The Slow Living Podcast was my first step into Stephanie's world of ditching hustle culture for good, and I haven't looked back. The coolest part of the podcast is being able to look up whatever is going on with me and finding an episode. Stephanie really hits all aspects of life, and I'm always feeling better after listening. I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to the episode Dealing with Disappointment to help me through a hard day. I remember crying the first few times because I had felt so alone before, and yet here was Stephanie telling me I'm not alone and that I'm wonderful and she loves me. So give it a listen and know that Stephanie and I think you're wonderful too.
So slow living. Slow is simply look only within. And then the acronym for PACE that I like to use is peaceful acceptance of changing events. And I love it so much because it doesn't say stop change. I hate change. Instead, it says, accept it peacefully at your own pace. You don't have to rush. You don't have to keep up. You are not behind. You most certainly get to decide on purpose what feels right to you and has nothing to do with what everyone else is doing. Every day, you wake up. How is it I want to feel today? Think about it. What feels right for you? So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. You're not behind. You're not late. And you're not missing out. You are choosing your own pace. And that is something that you get to do on purpose. So use the tools and appreciate what they have to offer. But don't hand over your autonomy. Step into the stream when it serves you. And then step out when it doesn't. Because that is slow living. I've got some past episodes that may be interesting to you. I scrolled back in the feed and I realized I had 3 in a row that I think you should listen to with fresh ears. Number 44, ignoring influencers. And then number 45 and 46. This is a 2-part episode with my friend Kim Denman, who started the Today's Creative blog site. She's since sold it and she has retired from the internet. But gosh almighty, I love Kim Denman. And this is such a fun conversation about the olden days of blogging and what we decided to do and not do. And I liked that Kim got out when it felt right to her. Number 57, protecting your energy. And AI and social media and the frenzification of the world around you is absolutely sucking your energy dry. And so 57 teaches you to protect yourself, treat yourself like a nucleus, and all of the things that are spiraling around you, you decide if they're coming into your inner orbit or not. And then 112, another interview with my friend Sandy Cooper, and we're talking about living your life off of social media. So as always, thank you so much for spending this time with me. If this episode resonated, share it with a friend. Let me know your thoughts. And please know that I think you're wonderful. Consider yourself loved and hugged and take care of yourself. And until next time, keep moving forward. Just do it thoughtfully, slowly, and on your own terms. You take care.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.